That's the unique sound of a North Pacific right whale calling to other whales in the Gulf of Alaska, recorded by NOAA Fisheries. It's estimated that less than 50 animals exist today in a range that extends from Hawaii to the southeastern Bering Sea and beyond. The rare species of whale has been on the endangered species list since 1970, after historical whaling activities decimated the population. Conservation areas for the whales already exist in parts of the southeastern Bering Sea and a small area south of Kodiak Island, totaling over 35,000 square miles. But in 2022, two environmental groups petitioned the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to add thousands more square miles to the animal's critical habitat area in Alaska. The National Marine Fisheries Service announced its intent to expand those boundaries last fall after completing a year-long review. Jennifer Malik is the North Pacific Right Whale Recovery Coordinator with NOAA Fisheries. She says sightings of the elusive marine mammal continue to be documented within the current critical habitat zones.
So we know that they're still using those areas, and we know that they're still important. So my best guess at this point, or my best estimate, is that we will be expanding as opposed to retracting any of the critical habitat.
The federal agency's decision process to add new areas to the existing critical habitat is based on one factor: the presence of zooplankton, which North Pacific right whales eat as their main prey source.
So if you look at the original designation of critical habitat from 2008, it basically says areas where there's enough of these small zooplankton for right whales to effectively feed. So it's worth it for them to spend time in these areas because there's enough zooplankton.
An updated critical habitat map with all of the potentially important feeding areas is not finalized yet. Malik says NOAA Fisheries still has to analyze acoustic recordings and other data to identify what other waters should be added to the right whale's critical habitat in Alaska. However, scientists believe that North Pacific right whales migrate through the Fox Islands and the Aleutians, as well as feed consistently near Kodiak Island. But with these marine mammals being so few in number, sightings have been rare. The last one recorded near Kodiak was in the fall of 2021. That means knowledge about these whales is limited. Malik says documented sightings can go a long way in contributing to what the agency knows about right whales.
Any sighting information that we have is incredibly helpful for understanding where they are and understanding, you know, at certain times of year, why they might be in certain areas. As an example, we had some cod fishermen in just north of Unimak Pass in 2022 who sighted North Pacific right whales in February feeding, which was something that we had never seen.
If you see a North Pacific right whale, take photos or videos and report the location where you saw it, along with other details. Malik does not have a timeline for when a proposed rule on the whale's critical habitat would be published in the Federal Register. When NOAA Fisheries does release a proposed rule, then there will be a required public comment period on the updated critical habitat before it can become federal law. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.